Boeing has just received a big stamp of approval on its grounded 737 MAX jet today, with the International Airlines Group announcing it will purchase 200 of the jets.
Aer Lingus, British Airways, among other European carriers that are part of that group. Meanwhile, Boeing's CFO says despite rumors, there are no immediate plans to rename the jets, and they just want to concentrate on safety. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Bob Hurton, Associate Professor of Aviation Safety at Embry-Riddle University. Are you surprised by this news?
Not really. The companies going to buy the aircraft know that it's really been looked at well now, so it's the best time to buy the airplane.
And Professor, this might be a naive question. I don't really know how things work in the aviation industry, but would they have had to discount because of what's happened lately?
Well, you know, with sales, I'm sure that that's part of it, that there's going to be some discounting because of the marketability of the aircraft, but again, that's, I think, a strong show of support that, hey, we know that Boeing's got it right, going to fix it, and we are confident that the airplane is good for us.
Let's talk about the plane itself. Have there been redesigns? They grounded the fleet in March. Is the plane that they're going to deliver to International Airlines Group the same plane that was grounded in March?
Mechanically, aerodynamically, those type of things, yes. Software-wise, in certain components, no. They have gotten better. They made it more robust. The engineers have actually really now got better, closer with the talked better with the pilots and said, hey, what do we need to do? The engineers want to make it work really well, but sometimes they don't realize making it work too well, the pilots can't deal with it. So it's going to be essentially the same airplane, just with better software.
Do you think that most safety experts are satisfied with the investigation and the conclusions that Boeing has reached as to the cause of this?
I think so. I think that, again, over time, there may be other few things that pop up, but you know, Boeing really couldn't afford to not do a good investigation and correct and fix the problem. So that's, again, a strong show of support by these other companies saying we feel that Boeing has done the best they can to make it a very good airplane, very safe airplane.
Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Bob Hurton is Associate Professor of Aviation Safety at Embry-Riddle University.